Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Peter Saxon here, and we're here to chat to one of our sponsors on the Radio Today Podcast Awards, and it's Abe's Audio. And Abe and Harry are here today, and they're going to talk about how to make your podcast really sound great and why that's important and all the things you can do for not a lot of money to get your podcast sounding truly professional, even from your bedroom.
Why don't we talk a bit about the why? Because I saw a survey from Acast earlier this year suggesting that 1 in 10 Brits plan to start a podcast in 2022. 1 in 10, that's 8 million new shows. And I thought to myself, people only have the certain amount of time. And really, so I thought it's really all about starting with the why. Why are you starting a podcast? Who's going to listen? What's the target audience? And it's really thinking about that. Hang on. Here's my target audience. That's why I'm starting it, not just starting it because it's cool to start a podcast. So I think that's the first thing you should do.
Mm.
And another thing as well is don't think I'm going to be the next Joe Rogan with a 2.5 hour podcast and we're going to talk and just ramble and people are going to love it. Chances are they're not. And that's because we're time poor. Think about, is a 15-minute podcast going to serve your audience more than a one-hour podcast? Is half an hour too long? If you're looking for a new podcast, giving half an hour of your time to an unknown quantity is a big gamble.
I can speak from, as a consumer here, that you know I probably wouldn't commit to a 60-minute podcast, brand new one. I'd commit to a 15-minute one. If I don't like it, I'll podcast surf until I find something I do like.
Oddly enough, most of the podcast companies and the people who have successful podcasts reckon the golden rule is about 15 minutes, no longer. All right, so walk us through. I'm a podcaster of limited means, and I want to sound professional. Starting with, why is it important that you have top quality sound on your podcast?
I mean, well, I think top quality sound is important because people can often equate poor audio quality with poor content quality. And so if something sounds really average, it's recorded with your laptop mic or a headset mic, it's recorded via Zoom, I think people give less credibility to the actual content. And it doesn't cost millions of dollars, thousands of dollars even to sound great. And so why should you make your content be perceived as less than if you can make it sound better?
I should disclose at this point that Radio Info and Radio Today have been using Abe services to cut some of our podcasts down. At the moment, I'm using a Rode video mic that's attached to a boom because the video mic also doubles as a USB mic.
And it's funny, the technology has really changed. And Rode are a great Australian company, so all the mics are manufactured in Australia. Did you know that, Pete?
Yeah, I found that out only a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, that is amazing.
Just the quality of the technology and how we can connect and talk in such high quality, really for fairly low cost, is amazing and quite remarkable.
So what happens if I record a podcast here in Sydney, but I want it polished, I want it edited? Now, I can kind of use editing gear. It's not that hard. But what are you going to do for me that I can't do for myself?
There's a few good reasons why you'd use a studio to edit your podcast. One of the main ones is everyone's time poor. You want to jump in, record your content, make sure it's absolutely awesome, and then pass it on to someone who knows what they're doing inside and out every day. That's what they do. And they can get it done for you and back to you quickly, where you can focus on your other tasks in the day that you need to do.
Mm. And another thing, Harry, there's a lot of tools, really, really kind of clever audio restoration tools that can remove clicks, mouth noises, hiss, pops, background noise.
And usually those restoration tools aren't cheap and not the average software will have it.
Right.
A lot of people use Zoom to record because it's easy. And yes, it is easy to do, but you don't get much control because all the audio is recorded compressed and in one channel. So you might have three guests, they're all in the same file. You can't easily remove background noise. You can't get the sound consistent. But using an app like Zencastr or Riverside, really, really affordable, all web-based, and they record audio on each guest's or each participant's local machine. So that when you upload, it goes straight to the cloud and then the post-production studio can get all three tracks, easily edit in a multi-track, make it sound fantastic. Another thing to think about is, do you want to have an intro and an outro to your podcast or a segue, a little musical sting? Or if you're a current event or news type podcast, do you want to join segments together? Again, that's not expensive to produce and a post-production company like ours can easily get a voiceover to record that, put them together, and then you've got the toolbox of elements to use that will really glue your podcast together.
So not everybody's got the professional studio that you have, Abe, worth millions of dollars or a little bit less.
Right.
But most people recording podcasts today have a home setup, which, you know, if you've got a Rode setup, is going to be top class for not a lot of money, really. But there's more to it than that. What's the most important parts of a home gear setup?
Yeah, that's a good question. A good microphone is a great place to start, but it doesn't just stop there. You need a room that's dead. So what I mean by dead is it doesn't have a lot of echo, that kind of thing. So that can be avoided by as simple as hanging up a doona over a door and, you know, some rugs, just things that dampen the room.
And the Rode podcast is a great mic because it has some really good echo and room rejection. So that's helpful. But you really want to just throw some soft furnishings around the room because it really will make a big difference.
And don't forget behind the microphone too. That's a place people always forget.
Okay.
If you're lucky enough to have both people, if it's a podcast with two people, if you're lucky enough to have both people in the room, having two microphones is the best. And then if you're not lucky enough to have both people in the room, just making sure both people have a similar sounding room.
And just to close off, I should say that the Radio Today Podcast Awards are going very, very well. We've got hundreds of entries, but the entries close on July 3. Now, we have a lot of people who have entered, they've registered, but they haven't progressed their actual application. And they need to hurry on. So I'm just giving them that tip. We should mention that we've been blessed with sponsors this year. Abe, thank you very much for your sponsorship. Also, Rode microphones and podcasting equipment. Listener, of course, once again, is the major sponsor, the headline sponsor of the Radio Today Podcast Awards. And with us again is ARN's iHeart. Also, first time up is News Corp's Newscast, and we also have All Size Miracles. Anyway, thank you very much for your time, guys.
Absolute pleasure.
And we'll talk again soon.
No worries. See ya.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.